Have you ever traced the letter Q on your forehead? The direction you draw it, with the tail pointing toward your right eye, readable to you, or your left eye, readable to others, reveals something profound about your personality and social awareness. This simple test exemplifies quirkology, the scientific study of the peculiar aspects of everyday life pioneered by psychologist Richard Wiseman. His groundbreaking work has captivated millions worldwide, with his books translated into over 30 languages and his viral videos amassing more than 500 million views. What began as a psychology undergraduate's curiosity about how couples perceive time at train stations has evolved into a revolutionary approach to understanding human behavior, one that follows in the footsteps of maverick scientists who weren't afraid to explore the unusual. Scientific studies consistently debunk astrology despite its popularity among 100 million Americans. In one experiment, a 4-year-old's random stock picks outperformed both a financial astrologer and an investment analyst, highlighting the unreliability of astrological predictions. Astrology's perceived accuracy stems from the Barnum effect, where people accept vague, universally applicable statements as personally meaningful. When psychologist Bertram Forer gave students identical personality descriptions from astrology books, 87% rated them as highly accurate, demonstrating our susceptibility to general characterizations. Superstitious beliefs affect behavior across cultures. Houses numbered 13 sell for less. Friday the 13th sees more accidents, and in 1966, Japan, the year of the fire horse, led to decreased birth rates. Anthropologist Bronislaw Malinowski found that superstitions intensified during uncertainty. Trobriand Islanders only performed rituals before dangerous ocean fishing, not in safe lagoons. This pattern persisted in modern times, as seen during the 1991 Gulf War when Israelis under missile threat developed more superstitious beliefs. While coincidences often appear meaningful, they're explained by statistical probability. The law of large numbers ensures seemingly impossible events will occur, while the small world phenomenon explains how most people are connected through just 4 to 6 intermediaries. Studies show lucky people maintain broader social networks, increasing their chances for beneficial random encounters. Chronopsychology, a scientific discipline studying time and mind, reveals meaningful connections between birth timing and life outcomes. Dutch researcher Odd Dudink found professional English footballers were twice as likely to be born September-November versus June-August, reflecting how players born just after eligibility cutoffs gained crucial physical development advantages. Birth timing correlates with self-perceived luck, with summer births rating themselves luckier than winter births in large studies. Wiseman's research in both hemispheres confirmed temperature's influence. Southern hemisphere residents showed opposite patterns from northern counterparts, ruling out astrological explanations. Birth dates are also strategically manipulated. Economists found spikes in December births versus January as parents sought tax benefits through planned deliveries. Analysis of Who's Who biographies revealed improbable numbers of prominent figures, especially clergy, claiming births on significant dates like Christmas and Independence Day, while Hollywood stars routinely adjusted ages downward. Deception is universal in nature and human society. Children begin lying by age 3, and by 5, all will deceive about forbidden activities. Adults average 2 significant lies daily, with a third of conversations containing deception, and 80% of lies going undetected. The Q test drawing, Q on your forehead, reveals deceptive abilities through self-monitoring. Those who make the Q readable to others tend to be high self-monitors, more attuned to others' perceptions, and typically better liars. Most people fail at detecting lies, performing at chance levels. Even in a televised experiment with Sir Robin Day, viewers couldn't identify when he lied about his favorite film. Common assumptions about deception signals, averted eyes, nervous movements, fidgeting, are incorrect, as liars often maintain eye contact and move less than truth tellers. Deception reveals itself through language. Liars provide fewer details, use fewer self-references, rarely acknowledge memory gaps, and speak less. When Sir Robin's experiment extended to radio and newspaper formats, accuracy jumped to 73% and 64% respectively, suggesting we detect lies better through words than visual cues. Duchenne de Boulogne discovered the key difference between genuine and fake smiles through electrical stimulation studies. While fake smiles only use mouth muscles, genuine ones also engage eye muscles, creating characteristic crinkles. This distinction proved predictive. Women showing genuine Duchenne smiles in college photos were more likely to have happy marriages and better health later in life. Our memories are highly malleable. Elizabeth Loftus showed how subtle suggestion could alter memories. Participants misremembered stop signs as yield signs when questioned misleadingly. Similarly, Kimberly Wade implanted false childhood memories in half her subjects by showing them doctored photos of non-existent hot air balloon rides. Unlike typical deception, magicians announce their intent to deceive. Psychologist Joseph Jastrow's research with illusionists revealed that magic relies less on quick movements and more on psychological manipulation. This power of suggestion was demonstrated when most students believed they saw a stationary key continue bending simply because the magician suggested it, showing how readily our perception can be influenced. When making decisions, we often act irrationally. People readily save $15 on a $20 calculator, but won't delay buying a $1,999 computer to save the same amount. Though the absolute saving is identical, we evaluate it as a percentage of total cost, a quirk in our decision-making. Names influence our life choices more than we realize. Research shows people gravitate toward places matching their names, Florence and Florida, choose similar named partners, and pursue name-related careers, more dentists named Den than Law. Environmental cues also shape behavior. In one study, participants who unscrambled sentences with words about aging walked slower afterward. Our evolutionary past makes us associate height with success, despite its modern irrelevance. Taller men are perceived as more capable and successful, with each inch above average adding $789 annually in salary. In politics, only 5 American presidents have been below average height, none elected in over a century. We not only see tall people as more competent, but perceive competent people as taller. Students estimated the same person's height differently based on their introduced academic rank. Wiseman's Laugh Lab project confirmed Plato's superiority theory. The most successful jokes create a sense of superiority by mocking authority or featuring foolish characters. Studies show humor helps people cope with stress, strengthens immune systems, reduces heart attack risk by 40%, and adds 4.5 years to life expectancy. Robert Levine's global study of helping behavior tested altruism through dropped items and simulated struggles. Latin American cities ranked most helpful, while Singapore, New York, and Kuala Lumpur ranked lowest. Higher population density correlated with less altruistic behavior. Wiseman's 16-city walking speed study, 1994 to 2006, showed people moving increasingly faster, supporting Milgram's sensory overload theory that urban dwellers become more isolated and less caring, particularly concerning as cities grow. The science of quirkology reveals how everyday behaviors, from walking patterns to handwriting, offer insights into human psychology. Studying life's quirks helps us understand the hidden forces shaping our perceptions and interactions.